All right, we've been teasing a game that I don't even know if it's going to work, but we'll try it. We have no intro. I don't believe we have an intro. We've never really done this before.
We got no intro?
You can have multiple options, both of them somewhat extreme, and you've got to pick which one you would rather have. Okay? You ready for this?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Before the deadline, you have a deal on the table. It's going to cost you either Andreas Janssen or Kasperi Kapanen or a future first-round pick. Which piece would you rather trade?
It's one of the two first players you just mentioned because they already don't have a first pick next year. You can't just keep tossing away first-round picks.
No, you can't.
Unless they're so dialed in, like back in the day when L.A. was on that run in Chicago, too, it was every year, first-round pick gone. And it was warranted.
Now, the argument is Kapanen and Janssen, you already know who they are and what they are. They're here, they can play, they can perform for you. They're like, are you going to hit on that first-round pick? There's no guarantees. I would answer Kapanen is the guy, even though I think he's got more potential than Janssen. I just look at the depth chart, and this is where he's going to be. This is the limitation for Kasperi Kapanen. He's a third-line right winger.
Not in his mind. He's probably thinking, if I go somewhere else, I can be a top-six guy.
But he might be, but by default, like depending on the team. Kapanen's a good player. He's not a great player, right? Like there are teams in this league where he would go and get much more opportunity. But that, you know, if you're a second line right winger by default because of the team isn't that deep, what are you actually in terms of where the league is at? But with those options, I would say Kapanen.
I'm going to go with Janssen. I thought it was just one or the other, but if you have to pick.
That's why it is called Would You Rather. Would you rather? The Leafs were a wild card team. I can't believe we're playing this game.
I can't believe
this is an option, though, because this was an option for everyone, like the dark ages of the Maple Leafs, and it says something about where they are in the standings.
You have to get some Price is Right music for when he asks the question.
Would you rather see the Maple Leafs sneak in as a wild card team or win the lottery and pick in the top three? So miss the playoffs, but win the lottery.
No, I want them in the playoffs.
Playoffs, it has to be. We've played that game.
This is not. That, some more like small market teams. There's not McDavid sitting there.
We used to do that. We used to do that all the time here. When they were bad, and it was like in September, hey, do you think they could get there? Would you like to see them sneak in and lose in the first round? You're like, no, they need to blow it up.
They did that to us a couple years, and we're like, screw it.
Yeah, I have no interest. Like, even if you say, if you tell me Lafreniere could be a Maple Leaf for the next 15 years, or they sneak in.
They got Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and John Tavares. They don't need Lafreniere.
No. Get in. Do whatever you have to get in. Would you rather see Tiger Woods? Oh, there you go. Tiger Woods win another major, or a Canadian golfer win a major?
I gotta go and side with the boss on this one. The guy in the red shirt, like on Sunday, winning a major.
Treason.
Fist pump like I've never done on one of my NHL goals.
Hand your passport in.
I love Graham Dillette. I love Mike Weir. I love all the boys. Mm-hmm. Corey Connors. Hadwin.
I'll say Tiger Woods as well. As much as I'm going to call you
out.
I don't have a connection to them. Like I love that they're Canadian, but I don't have a connection to you other than the passport. You know, it's like rooting for a Canadian team in the playoffs that isn't your team just because they're Canadian. I love seeing Tiger. It's more interesting. It's better for
content.
What
about this one? If it's on Sunday on the back nine, it's Tiger paired with Adam Hadwin or Graham Dillette, and one of them's got to win the Masters. I would still say
Tiger Woods.
See, I think that's a joke. That's where I flip.
Why would that flip it? It's still the same thing.
I don't know. I just think if it was that close and the opportunity was...
You would take your boy, Graham Dillette. That's your guy, huh? Saving face up here in Canada. Would you rather have Dan Marino's career or Eli Manning's career?
I got to go with Dan Marino just because of the whole look. You see the pic of Eli Manning on the beach, you're just like, come on, dude. Eli Manning or Dan Marino? Dan Marino's a stud.
South Beach, Miami.
Owns it. I've been at a few functions with old Danny, too.
Oh, dude, him in Miami in the mid to late 80s, it may have been like a bar play Hall of Fame, unlike anyone we've ever seen before. But I'm going to say Eli, because even though Marino, he established all the records, they've all been beaten now. Favre beat him, and then Peyton beat him, and now Breeze is beating him, and Brady's beating him. You can't take away two Super Bowls from Eli, and New York's a better sports town. Like, Miami, it's flaky.
You always crap on Miami.
It's a garbage sports town. It's flaky.
And what about when the Heat were there with LeBron?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. They showed up for LeBron, and then they checked out when he left. And even if you look back on it, remember that game when Ray Allen hit that shot late against San Antonio, one of the
was
most famous shots? Three ball in Miami, game six, to keep them in the series. They went on to win it, I believe, in game seven. People left the building. Half the building was shut down. You know why? Because Miami is a garbage sports town.
Yeah.
So Eli in New York, I would take that.
Well, there's people in Miami that say, oh, Toronto thinks they're a great sports town. Their team hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 67. The Raptors won a championship. And the Blue Jays haven't been good since 92. So why are they warranted to be this great sports town? Answer that!
I'll tell you.
Was a mic drop you can't deal with.
When was the last time the Panthers? They don't even know the Panthers exist in Miami. They don't.
Okay.
They have no idea.
But that's
the
what they're going to
say. The biggest joke in baseball.
That's what they're going to say.
That's
you think
fine.
You're Mr. Sports Town, but what have you guys done?
We've done a lot, just as much. They have two. Well, they got more titles. They won an 06 in Miami.
But they're going to say, just because you're a big city.
That's right.
And you're all, your arenas are downtown.
Yeah,
that makes
up.
You Mr. Sports City.
Right. Why are you Mr. Miami?
I'm not Mr. Miami, but I'm saying.
Miami's a garbage sports town. It's just a fact. Toronto isn't.
I'm just telling you what they say.
Well, they can say whatever they want.
Big buildings makes you a good sports town?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Would you rather see Tyson Berry and Jake Muzzin walk in free agency or re-sign both of them in free agency?
I don't want both of them back. I just want Muzzin back.
Yeah, Tyson Berry. There's
Tyson Berry's
no way you can re-sign.
He's going to want $7 million a year.
He's not getting $7 million. He has cost himself so much money.
Well, he might have to end up getting some kind of Jake Gardner deal. Who knows? He might be playing himself into that.
Let's be honest. Jake Gardner at his prime
seven.
Is better than Tyson Berry.
This year. That's
what I'm saying. This year, in terms of what, like,
Tyson
Jake Gardner
had a lot of street cred coming into this year. He was the quarterback of the power play in Colorado.
Gardner had a 50-point season, though.
Okay, I'm just telling you, man.
I understand.
Just because it's your dumb game, you don't have to get all mad.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know either or would piss you off so much.
I'm saying
you have Barker music on and you're just steaming hot over there.
Jake Gardner took a lot of heat in this town. Now Barry's taking just as much, but Gardner in his prime healthy was just as good as Tyson Berry. I mean he was. And the way Barry's played this year,
there was a lot of talk
last
year that Jake Gardner was going to get the most of anybody out of the defensemen.
And he got nothing. Yeah. Well, that's not true. He got 4 years at four or whatever.
Yeah.
And now they're dying to get rid of it because it's not working for him down there. But I would say I would prefer they both walk because I'm the Tyson Berry experiment. Unless something changes in 33 games and into the playoffs, I mean, you always hold out that option that is potentially going to take place. I do want them to re-sign Muzzin. This is a final one courtesy of Le Grappler. Okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a free agent in 2 years. Kawhi Leonard has the potential to opt out and be a free agent in 2 years. You rather see Kawhi come back and sign with the Raptors in 2 years, or Giannis sign with the Raptors in 2 years?
I have to say Kawhi, because I think Kawhi beats Giannis. I think Kawhi knows how to win more than Giannis. But age could also be a factor there.
I would
say Kawhi might be with that injury and load management and getting older. Maybe Giannis figures it out.
I would say Giannis.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I'll say Giannis.
I would say Giannis because of the age, because he's a freak. I mean, Kawhi is as well, but Giannis is a totally different player.
Somebody's got to get to him sooner or later and say, you being a freak is not going to win a championship.
No, I understand that. He's got to get to that point. Kawhi's won it twice, so he doesn't have to explain himself at all. There's an element of, well, Kawhi would realize what he missed, and I think I would appreciate that. But I would prefer, like, that ship has sailed. Like, you're out. You know, like you decided to leave. You won a championship and walked. I'm not going to say I wouldn't want Kawhi back. Of course I would. But if it's an option between him and Giannis, I'm taking the new blood, the new guy who's saying this is a part of the, this is a ship I want to jump on. Giannis all day.
There's a part of me that recency bias would think that what he left once, you think Kawhi in 2 years is going to say, oh yeah, I'd love to go back to Toronto.
No, it's probably
I've set
not
up shop
happen.
In L.A.
No.
I actually give that a thumbs down. I would rather not have that question, Grappler.
I thought it was a great one.
No, because it's a slam dunk. You know the answer to it.
I thought you said Kawhi.
No.
What the hell are you talking about?
Not Giannis.
All right. Okay. Bob McKenzie, your hockey
insider. We got to get a sting for that game. I like the music. Did you like the music?
Mm-hmm. I think there's some potential there. We've played that before, like in some capacity. It might have been called something different.
Let's just be honest. We play it when we're dying to, like, airspace.
Well, it's the two of us today, and you never know what we're going to get. We never
that
really know.
That is code for where my headspace is at.
You've been very good today.
Yeah. By the way, you haven't exactly been...
I wouldn't say it's a top 10 show for
low energy Jeb Bush or whatever the guy's name is.
Low energy Jeb?